1-800-723 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's August. And it's the time of the year where we are being invaded very heavy right now with the Japanese beetles. Normally they start in early July, and due to the weather here in the Northeast, they were delayed, and boy, they are out with vengeance right now. And if you have a flower garden, a vegetable garden, you're probably noticing that the Japanese beetles are everywhere. Working in the garden yesterday, noticed that my pole beans, it's like a big army of these copper beetles all over the beans. Saw some on my grapes and a few other things, and then the flowers, they're all over the place. And knowing that the beetles are that active mating and eating, you got to start to think about the lawn for the future. Because the better your lawn is, the more Japanese beetles could be possible developing in the ground. So I called the professor, the man who knows everything about Japanese beetles, to join us this morning and to help us to prepare for the invasion of the future. Ken Kukurowski from Bayer is here this morning. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm terrific. I'm so glad you were able to join us this morning and to help educate our listeners about the Japanese beetle grubs and what we can expect in the weeks to come.
Well, Paul, the one thing that you can expect is that when Japanese beetles emerge as adults, they will be around for about 6 weeks. And the females will mate more than once. And in the potential of her lifetime, she could be laying as many as 50 eggs, and the females seek out lush, good turf because they're looking for places to deposit the eggs where the larvae that turn into grubs will develop and have a better chance of surviving. And so if you, like you said in your introduction, if you are doing a good job of taking care of your lawn is a big T-bone steak out there for the Japanese beetles.
Well, I'll tell you, Ken, with all of the rain that we've had in New England, especially this year, the lawns are lush every place. So the Japanese beetles are going to have a real good year because there's no dry spots any place. And as you said, the more lush the grass, the better the Japanese beetles will do. So we are in for potential a really bad year, right?
Well, and that's next year, because right now the eggs that are deposited are going to be the adults for next year. So if nothing catastrophic happens to the weather pattern from now until if we get to talk a year from now, you are setting yourself up for a very good Japanese beetle population next year.
Now, for people that have had Japanese beetles before, they know what to do. but you've got some new homeowners or people that have added some gardens that have attracted the beetles. Mm-hmm. What should they do to prepare?
Well, there's a couple things to do. There's a series of steps that you can do to reduce the adult population on your flowers or on your vegetables or on your ornamentals. And then there's a series of steps to do to your lawn to take care of next year's generation. Let's start with the lawn first, because that's pretty much the simplest. There are insecticides that you apply as granule products. We make one called season-long grub control that contains Merit insecticide. It's been the professional industry standard for more than 10 years. And this is a product that you can apply any time from about Mother's Day till the middle of August, and it provides preventative control. That is, when the female lays the eggs and the larvae start developing, it controls them, you know, nearly immediately as they're in their first stage as a larvae. Entomologists call that the first instar. That's when these will be controlled. So what it does is your lawn is protected, and you don't have brown patches in your lawn from dead turf from the grubs feeding on the roots and then killing the grass. If you forget about that, if for some reason you get distracted and you forgotten to use this preventative control called season-long grub, later on in the fall, September, October, we make a product called 24-hour grub control. And 24-hour grub control is one that you apply as a granule, and it controls the grubs that are a little bit bigger now. It controls the grubs within 24 hours. I mean, ergo the name. We recommend that you use season-long during the season and 24-hour grub later in the season, because you actually have more grub species that you have to deal with than just Japanese beetles. Japanese beetles are an exotic species that came in 40 or 50 years ago. They don't have natural predators, so that it runs amok throughout everywhere that it spread. But mask chafers, oriental beetles, there's a number of grub species that you've been dealing with over the years since even before Japanese beetles came along. And they have different time periods when the females deposit eggs and develop. So if you were to use 24-hour grub in the middle of the season, you might do a real good job of taking out one or two species. But then if a female hasn't deposited her eggs, you've missed that one. And so using season-long as a preventative in the middle of the season is a great way of controlling all the grub species, not just Japanese beetles. But if you forget and you get into the fall, you can use 24-hour grub. And if you can't remember if you've forgotten or not, the local raccoon or the local skunk will tell you, because they'll come rototilling up your lawn looking for these grubs to eat. And that's a bigger problem than probably the death that's caused to your turf by grub feeding. So that's what you do for your turf.
Now, how about for the flowers and for vegetables? Because we want to be as safe as possible.
Well, there are a number of sprays that have been used over the years that are all very effective on Japanese beetle adults. And the safety aspect to beneficial insects is partially our responsibility as users. Some of the products are a little safer than others, but then it's still in our hands when we make the application that we never should apply any pesticides to an open flower where we see pollinators. You have to get out there and really spray the plant before the flower blooms, if you want to spray the whole plant entirely. Or you have to shake the plant down and shake the beetles off and spray the ground where the beetles are. But you can use products like 7-carbaryl. It's still very effective, but you have to be more careful with it. You can use products like we make that contain pyrethroids. We make a product multi-insect killer. We make a product 2-in-1 rose and flower care. There are other pyrethroids that other manufacturers make that are very effective. These are all very good products. They last for only about 2 weeks because they naturally break down. You know, the registrations that we all have for pesticides that are regulated by the EPA permit these products because they do break down in about 2 weeks, which means you have to reapply. But they're very effective at controlling all the adults where you make the application. Pyrethroids are especially fast. I like them better than 7-carbaryl because 7-carbaryl, while it's effective on Japanese beetles, if a bee were to become intoxicated or treated with carbaryl, it doesn't die fast enough, and it could go back to the hive and share the carbaryl with the nestmates. Pyrethroids, on the other hand, if a bee were to become intoxicated, and we never want to have that situation occur, but if it were to occur, the bee would probably die right there in the field and never go back to the nest and never contaminate any others.
But it goes back to the user.
We have to be careful the way we use these products as well.
You can't just get out there and just soak everything, right?
Yeah, you can't have a helicopter come over your skyline and douse the whole property and figure that you're all taken care of, because that won't work. And then in addition to that, Paul, there now are systemic products that we've developed: tree and shrub, all-in-one rose and flower care, little plant spikes, where if you are a few weeks ahead of the Japanese beetle invasion, now is the time that you would not be ahead of it, but if you were making the application around the 4th of July, there'd be enough of the merit insecticide taken up into the plant, and you could control the pest that way.
Wonderful. Ken, why don't you hold on a second? We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. And I know that you've got some other plans this morning, but I have a couple more questions for you. And one of them is the Japanese beetle trap. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on that product of controlling the Japanese beetles.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no, not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Hello, gardeners. Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden center.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Good morning and welcome back. We are talking with Ken Kuczarowski from the Bayer Corporation. And Bayer has got some fantastic products and there's a lot of new things coming in the future. But I wanted to get Ken's comments on the Japanese beetle traps that you see every now and then. How good are those traps, or are they more of a problem, Ken?
Paul, they're probably more of a problem than they are a benefit. And in fact, my the comments that I'm going to make are not really opinions. This is based on scientific experiments that have been done at the University of Kentucky and other places. They have shown that while these traps, the floral scent and the sex attractant scent in the traps are very good at attracting beetles, probably more than 99% of the beetles that are attracted to the general area never make it into the trap. So while you might set out a trap and you might collect a pint or a quart of adult beetles, which is kind of a disgusting mess when you think about it, there's probably thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands more that never make it into the trap, come to that area, feed, deposit eggs, and then that area becomes a bigger problem for Japanese beetles in future years. We used to joke in the entomology community that the best thing you can do with the traps is to buy it, give it to your neighbor, and have them put it in their yard as far away from your yard as possible. So there's no argument about the fact that they attract beetles, but as a control measure, it's probably very, very poor. If you were in an area, and this is not your situation in New England, but if you were in an area and you thought you might have had Japanese beetles in your area and you wanted to use it for a detection device, you know, maybe if you were in western Nebraska or someplace like that where the beetle hasn't got there yet, then it would be a handy tool, but not for control.
Not for control at all. Stay away from it.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, one more question. Crabgrass is really becoming visible now in your lawn. Oh, still okay to use the Bayer products to kill the crabgrass that's in your lawn?
Paul, if you have crabgrass in your lawn that is bigger than about the lid on your margarine container, you know, a circular oleomargarine container, if it's bigger than that, you've missed the window. And so if it's that size or smaller, then the post-emergent products, we make one and other companies make them. Ours is all-in-one lawn and grass and weed control. Others have different names. But if the crabgrass is bigger, you've missed the window, and really the best thing to do is to pull it. These sprays that you would use, ours and others, may turn the crabgrass purple, a dark purple, but it won't kill it. And then of course the worst thing about it is that they still will produce seeds, and you still have a bigger problem next year.
Okay.
So you have a big window for controlling crabgrass, but it's not the whole summer.
So if they're small, go ahead and spray it.
Yes.
If they're really large plants, then just pull them out of the ground.
Correct. And one of the things that all manufacturers mention on their label too is if the weather is hot and dry, and that may not be your situation in New England now, but if the weather is hot and dry, you have to back off on using these post-emergent herbicides on lawns, because you can ding up your bluegrass, or you can ding up the rye, or some of the other beneficial grasses that you have. So you have to wait for it to not be, I think, over 90 degrees for a long period of time.
Well, we don't have a problem with that, because we had 2 days of 90 during early April. And since early April, Ken, from Boston to Minnesota and Minnesota to Tennessee, in that triangle, they were showing on the Weather Channel last night, Boston is supposed to have 7 to 9 days where the temperatures exceed 90, and Boston has had zero. New York City, zero. Chicago, zero. So the whole northern part of this so-called global warming, I think, has not been effective this year.
Well, the global warming has been down here in the Carolinas, Paul. But that's just a normal caution that your listeners have to pay attention to when they're using these kind of post-emergent herbicides.
Terrific. Ken, thank you so much for your valuable time. And as always, you have a great day, and thanks again.
Thank you. You're very welcome, Paul, and my best to all your listeners.
Bye-bye. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. The wet weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today. If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have May on the line, who's got a problem with ajuga and violets.
Okay, May, good morning.
Hi,
is it,
how are you?
Happening? Good. Is it happening throughout the lawn, or is it just working
just
its way?
Well, the violets are throughout the lawn. The ajuga is just in patches.
Okay. The one product that I've had the very best results is made by a company called Bonide Home and Garden. And their product is called Weed Beater Ultra.
Weed Feeder?
Weed Beater, like beating.
Oh, Beat,
B-E-A-T. Yeah, Weed Beater Ultra. And the Weed Beater Ultra is a product that I really like. You can use it early in the year. It's more effective than most products when the weather is still cold. But one of the things that I really like is when you spray it on your grass, it will turn the grass blue temporarily. That way you know where you've treated and where you've missed. And you can find it at most of the garden centers. You just screw it onto the end of your hose, start at one end of your property, and then back up and spray. And for ajuga and for violets, you need to do it twice, about 7 to 10 days apart. And it really does make a difference. Ajuga and violets have a huge underground root system, and they're able to store food. That's why they spread so quickly. And right now, your violets have already made seed capsules and have ejected the seed into the ground so that those seeds are beginning to germinate for next year. So if you think it's bad now, wait till next year. So you take the Weed Beater Ultra, spray the lawn. It will not hurt the grass. It will also kill dandelions and chickweed and clover and stuff like that. But give it a good application, and it will turn everything purple or blue color, and then go back a week or so later, do it a second time, and it will kill all of that. It's absorbed into the roots, and it goes after the root system. And it really does a good job. Just make sure there's no rain for 3 or 4 hours afterwards. And it's a broadleaf weed killer. So if you're spraying it on your lawn and you're not paying attention and the wind picks up and it blows on your vegetable garden or in your perennial bed, it's going to kill those flowers. So do it early in the morning, first thing, when there's no air moving. And think what you're doing, and you shouldn't have any problem. But it's the best on the market today. Weed Beater Ultra. Thank you, May. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Dennis on the line calling about an Austrian pine.
Dennis, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Yeah,
hi.
I have an Austrian pine, and the needles turning brown at the end, and this white stuff at the base of them. I was wondering what that was.
Okay. The white is on the trunk of the tree or on the needles?
On the needles, just on the stem.
Okay. And is the brown throughout the whole tree or just on the inside?
It's on the outside, about 10 or 15 different locations through the tree.
Okay. And there looks like little white flakes on the needle and on the stems.
Yeah, and it's dripping down like onto other, you know, the good green.
Okay. What you want to use, and it will be the fastest acting, is something called horticultural oil. And horticultural oil is a paraffin wax type spray. You can use it on vegetables, on herbs, on anything that you eat. But the way that it works is you put it in a bottle sprayer that you can attach to the end of your hose. You can put it in a pump sprayer, and you soak the entire plant with it. And the paraffin type wax will attach itself to the body of the insect, plugging all of the pores in the skin, and it suffocates it. And what's good about this is it will kill the adults, the young, and if there are any eggs visible. When it lands on the egg, it coats the eggs with a thin layer of this paraffin-type wax, and it smothers the eggs. So you're killing all the generations at the same time. And what I would do is I would spray it today or tomorrow, as soon as you can get the product, and then about a week later, go back and hit it again. Now, Now that you've killed these, probably would be a good idea to fertilize that tree. Get yourself some Holytone fertilizer, and you need roughly a pound for every 3 feet of height or spread. Take a crowbar, make a series of holes around the drip line of the branches, and just pour a handful in each hole. And that will help to replace some of the energy that the insects have taken out of that plant. But it sounds to me like you have scale. And, cause that would be a white, like a little scab on the needles and on the base of the plant. But horticultural oil will solve the problem. And again, it's very, very safe. And you can use it in a vegetable garden. If you've got aphids on any vegetable, you can use it on roses and all of your flowers. And you can use it on your house plants inside during the winter. So it's a multi-use product, and it's very, very good. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Marilyn on the line, who needs some help identifying a plant.
Okay. Marilyn, tell me about what does the plant look like?
Thank you, Paul. I have...
Marilyn, can you turn off your radio? We're getting a little echo.
Thank you. I have a million questions. And I am looking for someone in an orchid society in Knox County to help me describe this orchid that's growing. It just popped right up after last year. It just grew a tall plant. This year, the tall plant turned into an orchid. And now it's got a seed pod. And I don't know whether to cut that off so I can give it to somebody to cross-pollinate it or what.
Well, if you have a seed pod, then it's too late for the cross-pollination because the pollination is done when the flower is in bloom.
Oh.
So the seeds that are there now would probably be the same flower that you have on that plant. If you had a collection of four or five different colors or different varieties, then, and it was outside and you had bees that were moving around or wind that was moving that pollen from plant to plant, then you could have a combination of different colors. And it still is possible because if you have a species type orchid, they are pollinated for specific colors. But the seed heads that develop would return to the original mother or father. So that, let's say, for example, you've got a white orchid. It's possible that one of the parents was white and the other parent was, let's say, yellow or pink. They cross-pollinated it. The mother's pollen was stronger, more dominant, and that gave you the hardiness of the father, but the color of the mother. The seeds that are in that pod are going to contain some seeds that revert to the mother and some seeds that revert to the father, and you'd end up with some seeds that are exactly of the same plant. So you could have potentially three or more different styles, foliage, and colors of orchids. So allow the seed pod to ripen, to turn brown, and to get dry. And when you if you grab a hold of the seed pod and you shake it, right now you probably don't hear any noise. That means that the seeds are still forming. When the seeds ripen and you shake the pod still attached to the plant, if it sounds like the seeds are now loose like a baby's rattle, that means that the seeds are ripe and you can plant them. But until you hear that rattling sound, leave it alone. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Gilda on the line, who's calling about a dogwood.
Gilda, tell me what's happening with the dogwood.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I planted this crucial dogwood 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it's beautiful, it's grown nicely, and it blossomed this spring. But from last year, I noticed all of the leaves, they curl up towards the center, so it doesn't look that pretty anymore when it does that. When it grows, the first leaves that come out are nice and flat, but within no time at all, they start curling up also.
Yep. That
is the problem.
The problem is nothing that you've done wrong. I have a Coosa dogwood on the corner of my house that's 19 years old. And I swear to God, this year there was a million flowers on it. It was absolutely beautiful. But mine is doing the same thing as yours.
Oh.
When the leaf, as you said, has to be flat, right? When the leaf curls up, exposing the underside of the leaf, is telling you that it's getting too much water. And by exposing the underside of the leaf to the sunlight, when we get it, and to the wind, the leaf can pull moisture out of the ground and get it released into the air quicker. If the leaf was to curl down and under, it's blocking the loss of water, and that would be more common if we have a really hot and dry summer. But because we've had so much rain, the leaves are curling up to try and get the extra water out of the soil because the plant doesn't like wet feet. So there really is nothing that you can do. We need to have Mother Nature stabilize herself here, and hopefully we'll have a great fall season. But don't be concerned. I'm noticing a little bit of leaf drop on mine, yellowing, especially on the inside of the plant. And there's nothing the matter with it. It's just we've had too much rain. See, traditionally in June and July in the Northeast, we're supposed to get maybe, if we're lucky, 5 inches. Well, we've had 20. So there's a lot of water. And the roots are in water where there's no oxygen, and they're trying to get rid of it. So don't panic. Everything is okay. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you, or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com has helped directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Carol on the line, who's got a problem with white flies and also a question about trimming.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Good. And yourself, Carol?
I am just fine. I have a hibiscus that I, it's potted, that I've had for probably 15 to 20 years. I winter it inside, and then in the summer I put it outside. It has a chronic problem now with white flies. I have tried systemic products, Bonide, and some spray applications, and nothing seems to be working. It's outside currently. I don't know if you have any suggestions. I've also noticed that my vegetable garden is loaded with white flies also.
Right. Well, excuse me. There's a couple things that you can do. The best and the safest product for white fly is something called horticultural oil. And this is something that you can use on vegetables as well as flowers, like your hibiscus plant. Horticultural oil was designed for the greenhouses, and it was used to control insects where you had a lot of public touching the plants because they didn't want to use anything that was a chemical that would affect the customer coming in and grabbing a plant, and you don't want to take a chance of anybody getting hurt. So horticultural oil is a paraffin wax type product that you mix with water. You spray it directly on your plant, and white fly have a tendency to be on the underside of the leaf rather than the top of the leaf. So if you just go in the garden and you spray the top of the plant, it's not going to do any good. So what you need to do is to put on a pair of gardening gloves and bend the plant a little bit so that you can get the product on the underside of the leaf and really soak it good. And that will control that particular insect. Now, the thing that you have to do is white fly, when your temperatures are in the 70s, the white fly will mature in 5 to 7 days, a whole new generation. So you'll have an egg. The egg will hatch, mature, become an adult mate, and lay eggs. This happens in 7 days in the 70s. In the 80s, it goes to something like 5 days. Once it hits 90, it happens in 3 days. We haven't had any 90s, so that's not a problem. But it's something that you should do weekly for about 3 weeks. And if you can do that with the horticultural oil, it will eliminate the white fly on your flowering plants as well as vegetables and herbs. And remember, this is not a chemical. This is a waxy type oil. And you can use this in your home during the winter when the windows are all closed and not have to worry about toxic fumes. So it's very safe, it's very effective, and all of the garden centers, nurseries will sell horticultural oil. But do it 3 times, 1 week apart, because you're always going to miss some. And when the temperatures get warm, they multiply quickly. And again, try and get on the underside of the leaf. That's more effective. Thank you, Carol. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Ralph on the line who's calling about wisteria.
Ralph, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. Yourself, Ralph?
Good. About 6 years ago, I built a small deck, about 8 by 12, alongside my garage, which is detached. And I put like a trellis over the top of it. I bought a wisteria, a fairly mature one, about a 1-inch diameter and about 6 feet high at a garden center and planted it right at the corner. It took off, and it covered the top of the trellis real well. Last week I looked at it, and all the leaves were wilting, like it was dying of thirst. I asked my son, I said, you didn't change do any gas for lawnmower up over there or anything, did you? He said, no. And then I went online, and I learned that you can have this thing called strangulation with a wisteria, where it wraps around itself.
But that's not something common. Hold on a second, Ralph.